Okay, Saf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, for Rav 2. Kasheris. Kasheris, right. Mavteh Chalukah, A woman is allowed to open up her garments, no problem, open and close the garments of Shabbos. Pshit, of course. What's the Kasher? Of course, a woman can open her garments. Kuf Yud Beis. Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, Pshit, of course, let's shichot the Islay Trey Doshet. She has two straps. There are two straps or two different knots that are on a garment. So the Kiddush is now the same. And the way Rashi explains the Gemara is because when there are two straps and two knots, a woman does not need to open and close both of them. It's sufficient if she opens one, and then she can slide the garment off her body without opening the second. If you only have one knot, the type of garment which has only one strap and one thing to tie, then there's no way this garment is going to be loosened, removed, unless you open up that knot. But the way the garments were made, we don't know exactly how these garments were made, but there are two knots, there are two straps. It's sufficient to open up one and to leave the other one closed, and then you can slide the garment off the body. Now, that's not ideal, that's difficult, but sometimes it's not convenient to do so. So therefore, what might happen? She'll say, you know what, today I'm too tired, I'm not going to open up the second, I'm just going to take off, I'm going to slide the garment off, and then it will result that one of the knots will remain shut, will remain tied for more than 24 hours, or more than a week, or more than the prescribed period where you're allowed it to keep close. But there's a big machlokes we're showing him, what is the shear, how long must the knot remain tied for it to be called the kesher shel kayama min ha-Torah? According to Rashi, Rashi seems to indicate that the zman is a long time, 7 days, or even a month in certain situations. We do not accept the halacha. The Taz says we follow the shita that it has anything that's more than 24 hours is automatically a fulfillment of a kesher shel kayama and disaster. So here you have a woman, she has a garment, she's getting dressed, she makes two knots, two different straps, and when she takes off the garment, she may only take off one strap, and she may leave the second strap tied shut, and then she'll leave the garment like that for the next week, for it's a Shabbos clothing, for the next week, for the next month, and then it will result that the kesher that she made when she put on the garment was tied for more than 24 hours. Which is a melacha deraisa.
But that so, means mamash not or when we tie our shoes. That's not.
So the way we tie our shoes, they're different. There are different types. Let's say a knot. Let's assume now, for the argument's sake, she mamash ties a knot. And a knot, so like if you tie it now with very thin thread or thin, very hard to open. A thin rope, it's very hard to open. But if you have a thick, significant rope and you tie a knot, a real knot, a double knot, you can open it. Mm-hmm. It's no big deal. And it seems like that's what they don't have such fine material then, it seems, at least for the tying their garments. And that's exactly what they did. They tied real, full fledged knots. And when you combine that with the kavanah that shall remain more than 24 hours, that's lethal. That's the ultimate deraisa, where the kavana is for more than 24 hours, and the type of knot is, and the nature of the knot is one that lasts for a long period of time. So here, normally, you don't have that double combination, because her intent is to undo the knot within 24 hours. But being that in this particular case, she has two of these knots, and she may decide to leave one knot closed and one knot open, only open up one knot, then, so it might result in one of the knots, the kesher shel kayama kamashma, we're not concerned. So I'm not saying, she'll leave it tied forever. Kamasha, we're not concerned. Next, the chute sevacha. We learned in the mission. A woman is not allowed to tie on Shabbos. Not lechatchila. She is allowed. It's mutal lechatchila for a woman to tie a knot on her hat, some type of head covering. She would put a garment on her head and she would tie a knot. It is mutter for her to tie that knot. Pshita, of course, it's not. She's not going to wear this head covering for 24 hours. Pshita leitzricha derevicha la. It's loose. So therefore, if she wants, she can pull off this hat without undoing the knot at all. Mahu the same mishlof shalfala. She'll slide the hat off her head without undoing the knot, and then the result will be the knot will remain there for more than 24 hours. Kamash malan the isha chosal sorrow mishra sharila, because if she slides the hat off her head, it may cause her to lose some of the hair, being that it's semi tight. By pulling off the head, some hair may fall out, and a woman does not want to lose even a single strand of hair. Going bald is the greatest nightmare. So she's not going to want to lose one strand. Therefore, she's going to have rachmanis upon herself. She's going to undo the knot. Therefore, with no way in the world will this not last more than 24 hours. Or it's us minol the sandal. We learned in the Mishnah, you're allowed the chatchil to tie your shoes. On Shabbos, you can tie your shoes, whether it's a shoe, it's a sandal, but itmar. Here today we have a stira. Mar presents another bride. Now remember, the Mishnah says clearly it's mutter lechatchila. We're now going to present the bride, so that says that it's awesome in that Torah. Itmar, hitter with suos mino, the sandal. If you untie the straps of a shoe or sandal, we have a stira. Tani chado, in one bride, so it says, chayiv chatas. Vetan yidach potter avalosser. It's not chayiv chatas, but it's still awesome with Rabbanan. Vetan yidach mutter lechatchila. So we have here a triple contradiction. Kashya minla, minl kashya sandla, sandal. So the Gemara says no kasha. Minol al minol kasha hadu tani chayv chatas bide ush kefi. This means the knot of a shoemaker. Now this simply means we don't have shoes like this today, but when they had the shoes, I don't even know the exact details of the shoes, but there was a strap. Like today, step back. Today you have shoes, and you have holes in your shoes, and you go to the store, you buy shoelaces, and you stick the shoelaces into the holes. At no point in time, at least most of our shoes, are the shoelaces permanently attached to the shoe. The shoelaces just go in the holes. But that's not the way it was in ancient times. In ancient times, you have a hole in the shoe, and on one end you tie a knot, a thick knot, which prevents the end of the strap from coming out. So the knot that you initially make when you put in the shoelace for the very first time, or the equivalent of the shoelace, is a permanent knot that you intend to leave there for the life of the shoe, and at least the life of the shoelace. And then when you tie the shoe, so you're just untying the other end of the shoe. But when the strap goes in for the very first time on the opposite end to keep it in place, it's permanently tied. That is the type of knot that we are referring to in this price when it says chayiv chatas. You're putting in the strap, you're tying a kesher shel kayama. What?
So you can't relace.
Right, you cannot. I mean, maybe you can relace, but you just have to take out that knot. It's not like our laces where there's nothing ever permanently tied. On Shabbos, you couldn't lace shoes today on Shabbos. There's nothing wrong. But that's even tying. But even putting in the laces, you're not doing anything. What are you doing? You're not making any kesher. But in the time of Chazal, the way you had the laces were permanently attached to the shoe.
I think it was maybe a little different that if you had a sandal, a straight piece of sandal. And you had holes in the edge of the sand, from the bottom.
Right.
You put a solid knot on the bottom.
Solid knot. It's
and
not going to leave.
That comes right.
Right.
And that's what you tie.
Exactly. You're never going to leave that knot. So that's when it says here in the Brayis that you chayv to come mechadesh, because basically this strap is part of the shoe. And when you make this, so it also was done by professionals. They knew how to make the knot in a way that it would not get loose. So when you make this knot, which is meant to last forever, or for the life of the shoe, or at least for the life of the shoelace, which is a very long period of time, that is a kesher shel kayama, and that's the price that says chayiv chatas. So, what does that mean? It means shoes that were meant for talmidei chachamim. Now, what does that mean? So, let's give you Rashi. It's very interesting. Two prayers from Rashi. Kishakoshim sav raglaim in koshim bedoichet shepamim shecholzo kishahu kosher v'noyaloi kishahu kosher, because when the rabbanon they sat and learned. Now, let's take a step back. The average person who works out in the field, you tie your shoes on very tight because you do hard labor in the fields out in the streets, so you don't want your shoes to slip off. But talmidei chachamim, where are they going? They don't work. They stay in Beis Medrash. They learn. So they like to tie their shoes very loose because they're not actually running around on a motorcycle where it has to be, the boots have to be very, very tight. They're in the Beis Medrash and their shoes are loose to air them out. So being that they're tied so loosely, sometimes when they go to sleep or they come home at night, they don't even bother to undo the shoelaces, to untie the shoes. They just slip them off their feet. But that's not the way it's meant to be. If you have a tough wife, she'll say, don't do that. Don't slip your shoes off your feet. Open up the shoelaces the way you're supposed to do. So it depends. Sometimes yes, sometimes not. So being that there is no guarantee, and more often than not, they would not open up the shoelaces. They would leave the shoelaces closed because they never tied it so tight to begin with. More often than not, they would open up the shoes. They would undo the shoelaces. They would do it. But occasionally, they would leave it shut for the hole for a couple of days, and they would slide their feet in and out. It is asur midrabanan. If you're a worker, a hard worker, when you wear tight boots, and every day you're opening and closing your shoelaces, it's mutar lechatchila. That's what we're going to see in a few moments. Because then you're clearly not going to let this thing go on your foot more than 24 hours. But if you're a Talmud Chacham, and you're going to the Beis Medrash, and you're going to tie your shoes loosely, 90% or maybe whatever it is, 70% of the time, you're going to undo the shoelaces when Shamwadurim within 24 hours. So therefore, technically, we go basaroif, and you have not done anything wrong. You do not intend for the shoelace to remain tight. But since sometimes, a significant number of times, 30% of the time, think of a number, you do leave the shoelace closed. Therefore, it resembles a melacha d'oraisa. You may leave more than 24 hours, and therefore, it is also midrabanan. That's what it calls the shoes of the rabbi. Let's say Rashi would be rabbanan. When the rabbanan tie the shoes around their feet, ein kishin. They don't tie them tightly. Sometimes they just remove it while it's still tied. The noyloi, and they put their shoes on while the laces are tied. But it's not Maker hadin called the kasha shel kayama shebishas hatit, because when they do go out into the street, when they do have to go walk to base, when they go home and they back and forth to base medrash in the winter, when it's muddy in the street, then they're very careful to tie it tightly so it should not get stuck in the tit, in the mud. Then shebishas hatit matirin also the koyshin also bedoichek shlo yidbak betit v'yishamet meiragel, then the shoe should not get stuck in the mud and fall off their feet when they're walking in. So therefore, really, the knot is meant to be tied and untied. But occasionally, it's left for a long period of time. Therefore, it's going to be also a midraban. Okay, weiter. But next, mutar lechatchila, when it says that it's mutar lechatchila to tie your shoelace and untie, that's b'nei mechuza. The people of mechuza, they worked very hard, or they dressed. They were very meticulous now they dressed. They're very sharp dressers. And when you're a sharp dresser, your shoes are perfect. Right? Your shoes are perfect and they have to be polished, and the shoelaces have to be very tight. You should not look like a schlump. You have to look really in style. And therefore, their shoes will never be, they will be tied very tightly, and they will be undone when the day is over. Right. Sandal a sandal le kasha. With regard to the contradiction between the sandal, there is no difficulty. Hodik tali chayiv chatas, bidetoye dekatre ush kofe. Same idea. There's a sandal, and these are the tayoy, these are the Arabs. The Arabs, they wear sandals. They go in the sand, so they don't wear a shoe, covers your whole foot. A sandal you wear in the summertime when you want some air, so then you just need something to cover the sole of the foot, but the top of the shoe is open, so your toes can be aired out. Your toes can be aired out. So these are the tayoy. And also, like you mentioned before, the way it's done, you tie from the bottom of the sole, and you tie a permanent knot. And who ties the permanent knot to make this opening for the foot to fit inside? It's done by the ushkefe, the professional shoemakers. When we learned in the Brayso of Potter Avalosar, Bide Chumarta Tekatre Ine, this is the knots which the non-professionals, which means Bechumarta Ba'alma. How do they tie Chumarta? I don't have an art school with me here today. The Chumarta, the Katre Inu, it's the amateur, okay. What's that? Just what is it? So they just say amateur knots, the whole thing?
Okay. It refers to amateur knots, which are by the wearers themselves.
Okay, so amateur knots, Bidu Chumarta. These are amateur knots. These are the same, they're making their own sandolim, and they tie a knot underneath, but it's an amateur. The Katre Inu, they themselves tie. That is where it's Osur Midrabanan. Because sometimes it does last more than 24 hours, but since they're only amateurs, typically they do not last very long. Rashi, Ilu Sandolim Shal Shara Noshim, Shein Shein Shein, right, Kavuos Bohen, Ali De Uman Elahim. Hem atzmom koshim oisam. The chumar to ba'al v'koshim atim, they open and they undo it. Since they're only amateurs, it's not a permanent knot. And therefore, it's not awesome in HaTorah, but it's not mutal l'chatila, because sometimes they do leave it for a long period of time. And then when it says in the Braisa, it's mutal l'chatila, the Gemara concludes that is going by mutal l'chatila besandal denafke bei betray. Now this refers to a shoe which is shared by members of your family. If you have a father and a son, and sometimes the father and the son, they interchange shoes. Now the father and the son have different shoe sizes. The father may have a size 10 and his kid may have a size 6. So how does it work exactly? So the sandal, okay, I don't know, so the sandal, think of a modern day sandal. You put your toe in between that thing, so if it's too big, the gap is too big, it's not going to fit in a little kid. So he has to adjust it. When he adjusts it, he has to untie the knot underneath the sandal and redo it. So a shoe that's meant to be used by multiple people, that's adjustable, is constantly being tied and untied. So when you tie it for yourself, you're only going to wear it for less than 24 hours, you're not going to sleep in your shoes. Therefore, that is mutter to be. You can tie and untie that night. The nafke bay tray. Now the Gemara illustrates this halacha with the ma'isa. Kid Rav Yehuda, like Rav Yehuda, sorry, Rav Yehuda, Achua Rav Salach Chasida, Rav Yehuda, who was the brother of Rav Salach Chasida, Havalehu Zugo de Sandole. He had a pair of sandals. Zimnin the nafek bay ihu. Sometimes he wore the sandals. Zimnin nafek bay yinuke, his child wore the sandals. Also coming to Abaye, so he presented the shoes, the sandals to Abaye, and asked him, am I allowed to make the knot when I put on the shoes? Is it mutter or aser? Amalei ke hai gav namai. What is the halach? Amalei. So Abaye told him, he went to the Rav, and the Rav said, if you dare tie that knot on those sandals, you're chayiv karbon chatos, b'sheik chayiv skila b'mezen, chayiv chatos. So the Baal Abbas was not pleased with the Rav's chumrah. So Amalei, so he said to the Rav, you know, if you would have told me that it's osamid rabbanon, I would have difficulty with that. But now that you tell me that I'm chayiv karbon chatos, chayiv skila, you're totally off the wall. This is totally absurd. You're not getting my vote. Next board meeting. Amale hashta pot. If you would tell me pot of losa kokoshli, I would have very great difficulty. Chayiv chatos kamridli. What in the world are we talking about? So almost so my timer. What's the reason? So he asked the Rav, tell me the reason. Let me understand. Lumarani tzarech. Amalei, so he told him, Mishum debuchol nami zim nafik nabei. So my timer. So the Rav, Abaye, who is the Rav, said to him, why do you say that to me? I'm telling you that you're chayiv karbon chatos. So why do you challenge my psak? So he said, well, don't you understand? These shoes is the latest fashion fad and society, adjustable shoes. One pair of shoes, you know, economy. One size fits all, that you go over the children go, and then the parents use it. So they switch sizes. My time, Amalei, Mishum Dibuchol Nami Zimdir, sometimes. Now, Fikna Be'an No, I wear it. And I wear it, I adjust it to size 10. And Zimni Nafik Be'yanuka, my child wears it, he adjusts it to size 6. Amalei, really, that's what's going on today in society? That's what goes on today? Those are the type of shoes I wasn't aware. Amalei, Ihochi Mutur Lechatchila. I was not aware of the Mitzias. It's fascinating, Gemara. They ask a psak halacha, and the psak it's aser, and then the person says you don't got the mitzias, and he tells them the mitzias, and then he says you're right, I made a mistake. The nechnami it's mutar lechatchila. It's very very interesting gemara. Okay, next. Now we have another ma'aser. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yirmiyah, had caused the basher to be avo becarmelus. Ma'aser haya. He was walking with, was following after avo and a carmelus. If secret sued the sandale, and Rabbi Yirmiyah's strap, but whose strap? Ifsik Ritsua the Sandoli, who's Ritsua? Does it say there? Ifsik Ritsua, does it say which one? Who's Ritsua? Whose shoe fell off? Rabbi Yirmiyah or Rabbi Avohu? Rabbi Yirmiyah, how he calls the Basher Drabavo, the Carmelist. Ifsik Ritsua the Sandoli, so similarly means that Rabbi Yirmiyah, I assume it says Rabbi Yirmiyah's strap. Rabbi Yirmiyah's strap broke. The shoe, the sandal snapped. Amalei, so Rabbi Yirmiyah asked Rabbi Yevil, my Nevelei, what should I do? The strap of my shoe snapped, and now I can't walk with it. If I walk, it's going to fall off. I'm in a Carmelis, and you're not allowed to carry that Ma'aver, Dalet Amos, and the Carmelis is also Midrabbanan, right? In the Torah, it's only in the Rishos Rabbim. All of our streets today have at least the status of a Carmelis. It's not a Deraisa. And therefore, my Navale, what should I do? Amalei, so he told him, I have a solution. Rabbi Avo told him, you know what the solution is? Shekol Gmilach. Take grass, go on the floor, find some loose grass, and it's not muksa. The reason why the grass is not muksa is because it's fit for animals. For anything that's fit for animals is not muksa. If the grass would have been dry, hard, then it would not be fit for animals, it would be muksa. Being that it's so fit for animals, shekol gmilach, tuchaz l'mach behema, ukrechi lovei, and wrap it around your shoe to keep it firmly attached to your foot. And now you'll improvise. You'll wrap it around your foot. It won't fall off, and you can walk home with it. Fine. That was the mice. Okay. Now the Gemara presents a similar story with a different outcome, and then the Gemara is going to challenge. We have a contradiction. Abaye havikokoyd of Yosef. Another. So Abaye was working for Yosef. And Abaye's shoe fell off. But the broke. Amalei. So Abaye said to Yosef, "My Evelei, what should I do?" Amalei. Rav Yosef said, "Shafke. Too bad." Shafke, don't do anything. Don't do anything. There's nothing you can possibly do. The shoe broke on Shabbos. The shoe is muksa. Don't touch it. Don't take a gemi from the floor and wrap it around because the shoe itself is muksa. If you're going to take reeds, animal food, even though the reed is not muksa, but in the process of wrapping the reeds around your foot, you're going to be metalto the shoe, and the shoe is muksa. Amale shafke. So the Gemara is the obvious kash. We have a series between the two stories. Maishna mid Rabbi Yirmiyah. Why Rabbi Yirmiyah there wasn't mutter, over here it's not mutter. So the Gemara is chasam le minter hacha minter. The difference was there, it was not guarded. In other words, it was a Carmelis. There it was a Carmelis. And being, therefore, it would be stolen. If he would abandon the shoe in the street, really the shoe is muksa. It is muksa to a certain degree. But we have here a tremendous chiddush in the Gemara, which a lot of the Rishonim attack, at least according to Rashi, and they're very disturbed with this. Okay, we're not going to go to all the pratim. I don't know the pratim anyway. But when it comes to muksa, at least at face value in the Gemara, according to Rashi, when there's a hefsid, you can be metaltal muksa. Tremendous chiddush. The shoe was in the street, it snapped. What's the solution? Solution is pick up some grass, loose grass, not no ksira, and wrap it around your foot in order to make you can walk. Why? But the shoe is muksa, the shoe is broken. If it's broken, it's muksa. Well, if you're not going to take the shoe home with you in some way, in some form, someone else will. It will be stolen by a guy or by someone else, and then you'll have no shoe. And this shoe is worth nice money. So because it's going to be a hefsid, you're allowed to be metaltal muksa in this way by taking grass and wrapping it around your foot.
Is it because of the hefsid or because of my carry?
No. Not because of the snuckle carry. When you take the gemi, that's
we
the...
Do, yeah. We do give exceptions, and bowl on the mono, and so therefore if you didn't have a heter,
But that's okay. In Echlam, every case is different. There are different halachas, different issues. Shail of carrying a shail, Adam bohla mamoinai on the fire. In Echlami, every case is different. But over here, we're dealing only with the issue of muksa. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says here, Hasan the Carmelis, Bekamas going bigger, the loyhavi minter. All Rashi says, doesn't say more. And the first most of the article, they learn from the article, it says there because it wasn't, it's hefsid. And when it's hefsid, they made it takar, that you're allowed to metal muksa. It's a tremendous chiddush. Fine. So, hasan what I went over here, hachamid, over here it's minter, therefore in this situation it's minter, it's guarded. Being that it is guarded, in the case, the second case of Abaye and Rebbe and Rabbi Yosef, there was no need to come on to this leniency. So, leave it, leave the shoe is muksa, leave it where it is. When Shabbos over, you come back and you'll get it. Ah, the Mursakash v'hamanahu, why is it muksa? In the second case, Rabbi Yosef told Abaye, don't touch the shoe is muksa. Why is it muksa? It's a mon, it's a utensil. utensil. The beina hafichno le miyamin lesmon. The Gemara over here is introducing us to the next piece of Gemara. This Gemara is very hard for us to relate to because we don't understand what shoes look like and how they were used in time of Chazal. But basically, if you have a shoe and the shoe is snapped, the strap on the shoe is broken. According to the Gemara is saying it is fundamentally flawed. It is damaged to the degree where it's not even called a utensil. It's so damaged, it's beyond repair. It's beyond repair. It goes in the garbage. It's beyond repair. It's beyond repair. It's mamash muksa. You want to repair it, so you're going to make a new utensil. That's called surat muksa. The Gemara, that's not true. I'm going to show you now. The Gemara is going to show us now, in a few moments, that if a shoe is ripped, it's only called damage beyond repair if it's ripped on the outer side. And picture yourself wearing a sandal and on your right foot. Picture on the right foot. So there's a part of the right foot that is towards the world, and there's a part of your right foot that is closer towards your left foot. So if the sandal is ripped on the inside, closer to your left foot, it's okay. It's a damage. There's a damage. No, let's not make any mistake about it. The shoe has been damaged. But it's still called a shoe. It's a damaged shoe. Like we discussed. Oh, you can't use it.
Or is it that others don't see
it? You can use it. That's a question. You can use it. Right now it's not functional because it's snapped. But it's still called a shoe. Don't make any mistake about it. And I'll give you nafkamin for tumma. We're going to have that soon in a moment. If you have a utensil break, and you have a utensil, is tame. How are you matara utensil? Well, ideally, you immerse it in the mikvah. But what happens if you don't immerse it? Well, what's the alternative way of matara utensil? You break it. So if the shoe snaps on the inside of a shoe, close to the left foot, it's tame. It's broken, okay, but it's not broken to the degree where it loses its status of a shoe, and the tumah is still there. But if it snaps on the outer side, on the right side, then it's so dysfunctional that it's not even called a shoe. If it was tummy in the past, the tumah dissipates, the tumah departs. So now the Gemara is saying, what is going on here? You said categorically, you have a shoe. The Gemara says, if it snaps, so in the second case of Abaye and of Yosef, he told them, don't touch the shoe. The shoe is muksa. And here we have no heter of tiltul muksa because of hefsid, because there is no hefsid. We're in a private area. There are armed guards standing here and guarding this area. No one's going to take it from you. You don't have to worry about it. So just wait until Shabbos is over. You don't have to worry about it. It's muksa. Why is it muksa? It's only muksa if it breaks on the outside. Being that we have not said otherwise, we have a right to assume the case here is where it snapped on the inside. And if it snapped on the inside, it's not muksa because you can use it. I'll take it back. It doesn't. Let's see. We'll go step by step in the Gemara. I've got all the details. But step by step in the Gemara. But they were saying, why is it muksa? It's not. I'm going to show you now that even when it snaps, it's not muksa. Now, why not? So the Gemara, the first point says, even if it snaps on the outside, so you have a right shoe. The shoes are going on the right foot. It snaps on the outer side, towards the right, which means towards the world, towards the outside.
So you'd be embarrassed to wear it.
You're very embarrassed to wear it if you would repair it. You would stitch it up. You would stitch up the rip, and you would put it on. You'd be embarrassed because it's exposed. It's noticeable. What would you do? What's the solution? Use it as a left shoe. Not like today where our shoes fit so nice and snug on the right and the left that you can tell the world of a difference between the right and the left. It's not the way it was in Tam Chazal. It's almost very little difference between the right and the left. And if your right foot snapped, and it snapped on the outer side, then what's the solution? The solution is use this right shoe, the shoe that we're using until now for your right foot, use it for the left foot. And now where will the rip be? The rip will be now on the inside. A rip on the inside is not so terrible. And your left foot, you'll use on the right foot, because there really is no difference in the shape of the shoe. So therefore the Gemara is, why is it muksa? Even if you'll tell me the situation is such, where the rip took place on the outside, there's a solution. The solution is switch from the right to the left, left to the right, and that will salvage the shoe, and nail it to a utensil. If it's a utensil, it's not muksa. If it's not muksa, you should be allowed to wrap a gimme around it. We have a solution. So the Gemara says, but it's a mon, it's a utensil, because if you want, you can switch it from the right to the left. The Gemara is amolei. Midnah, before the Gemara answers the question, the Gemara goes on a tangent. Since Rabbi Yochanan answered Aliba Rabbi Yehuda Shmami La Halacha is Rabbi Yehuda. Now, what is that? That's the Gemara's answer. No, we don't do this. Why don't we do this? Because since Rabbi Yochanan answered a question according to Rabbi, who do we paskin like Rabbi? Now, what does all that mean? How is it relevant to our Gemara? The Gemara right away explains in detail. Mahi, what did you just say? And how is it relevant to our sugi? So here we go. The Gemara goes on a tangent now. Then we're going to come back. The Tanya, the following brisa: sandal shnifsuku shtei oznov o shtei tar siyosof. Now, an oznov are the ears. Now, I'm not exactly sure what this is. Basically, it's a handle. You have a picture of a shuli on the yard, they don't have a picture of a shuli on the yard, so they have them as if they had a picture, okay, but basically, you have a sandal, and the sandal has two lobes. Okay, now these lobes, as far as I know, do not come over the foot. Maybe they do, I don't know, but basically, they wrap around the top of your foot to some degree, and they primarily serve as handles. When you put the shoe on, you hold it by these ears. You hold it by these handles. Now, if one of those handles, sandal shnivsku shtei oznav, both of them, o shtei tar siyosav, tar siyosav are the loops in the sandal which the shoelaces are put. Okay, a sandal does not cover your entire foot. A sandal is pretty much open. It's an open shoe. Okay, it's not sneistic. Can't wear this in this generation. It's an open shoe. And it has loops, and through these loops you insert the shoelaces, the laces, the tarsiosim of the loops. So there are two loops, and there are two handles which assist in keeping it secure on your foot. Two different things which come out of the sole, and they wrap around, and it keeps it secure on your foot. One comes on the right, one on the left side, one on the right side, and it wraps around your foot, the top of your foot. Then there are loops, and through those loops you somehow attach straps which you tie it to your foot. If both of them have been severed, sandal, shnifsuku shteyaznav, shteis tarsiyosav, or shenitel, or kolakaf shaloi, or the entire sole. The entire sole is damaged. So what is the halacha? Tahar. If this shoe until now was tame, and now the two ears, or the two loops, or the entire sole has been damaged, the shoe is no longer tame, it is tahar, the tuma has departed. It's like you took a kli cheres and you shattered it. But let's say, now, Achas me oznof, I achas me tarsiyosav, one of its handles, one of its loops, or shnital roiv hakaf shalo. Guess what, tame? No big deal. It's a damaged shoe. Make no mistake about it. The shoe is not functional, but it's a shoe. It can be repaired. It can be repaired. You're in business. Now notice, we did not differentiate right, left. It doesn't make a difference which one it is. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, not so simple. Nifsika Penimis, even when only one of the two ears, or one of the two loops is broken, it depends. If it's the Penimis, the inner one, Tomei, why? The inner one, it's still fine, even though right now it's not functional, but you're going to repair it. You're not going to throw it in the garbage. Hachitsoina! The outer one is tar, because then you're no longer going to use it. You're not going to use it anymore, because it looks too schlumpy to wear such a shoe which been repaired on the outside. The Amar Ula, Vitema Rabba Babarchon, Amar Rabbi Yoichanan. Okay, here we come to the magic name Rabbi Yochanan, which we need for Gemara. Kimachloikis Linyin Tumah, Kach Machloikis Linyin Shabbos. Ooh, look at that. Just like we have Machloikis when it comes to Tumah, we have Machloikis in Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda. Tanakhama says that doesn't make a difference, right? It doesn't make a difference one or the other. It doesn't make either, if one of them is it's snapped, it's still tamei. And along comes Rabbi Yehuda and says, no, there's a difference between the inner one and the outer one. There's a machloikis between the two. So Rabbi Yochanan says, k'machloikis l'nyan tuma kahach, machloikis l'nyan Shabbos. Is it muksa? Here's Mordechai Gemara. The Gemara, very rare you have such a thing in Shas, the Gemara is matching. Because every in halacha has its own set of, every chelik of a shulchan aruch has its own set of rules. We're saying with regard to Tumah v'Tahara and with regard to Muksa, it's the identical machlaikis. Mimela, what do we need for our Gemara at this point in time? That according to Rabbi Yehuda, is a shoe muksa. If a shoe snaps, you're walking in the street and you have a sandal, and one of the oznayim, one of the straps, or whichever part snaps, is it muksa? Yes or no? So we have about, one of them snaps. So according to the opinion of the Tanna Kamma, it's not muksa. Tanna Kamma says one strap is nothing. In order for it to be called tumah, for tumah to depart, both have to be removed. But if only one is removed, it remains tameh. So too, it's not muksa. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it depends. It depends right and left. If the outer one snaps, it's tahar. Mimel, if the outer one snaps, it's no longer called a kli, and it's muksa. That's Rabbi Yochanan. So as Rabbi Yochanan, alibo de Rabbi Yehuda, it is muksa. And what? Why don't we say, why is it muksa? I can switch the right to the left to the right. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold of this. He doesn't hold of right, left. You broke it in. You put on a pair of shoes. We all know. You put on a pair of shoes. You break it in. It molded to your right foot. It's not comfortable to put on the left foot. So, now, before we just finish up the Gemara, Avaloilin Chalitza. Now, we have to just follow through the Gemara, then we'll come back to the Gemara. But when it comes to the third area of Shulchan Chalitza, the Yavama must remove the shoe. The Yavama removes the shoe of the Yavam. So let's say the shoe is damaged. They only have a shoe in Beis Din that has one strap. The other strap fell off. And let's say it's only the outer strap. Is it called a kosher shoe? So he says, no. Everyone agrees when it comes to chalitza, it's not a kosher shoe. It's not a kosher because chalitza, you need a functional shoe. When it comes to tumah, when it comes to muksa, you don't need it to be functional. You need it to have potential to be repaired. Not functional. When it comes to chalitza, it must be functional. It's broken. It's not functional. The Havinimba, the Gemara Sakash, what in the world here is going on? Rabbi Yochanan Libedeman. Rabbi Yochanan, according when it comes over here, Rabbi Yochanan, when he made this statement, Rabbi Yochanan made the statement when he matched up all three. Aliba diman ilim aliba de rabbanon. Something doesn't make sense then. Middle inyan tuma manahu. If it's called a shoe with regard to tuma, linyan Shabbos nami manahu avoloi lechalitza delav manahu. Really? Is this statement 100% correct according to the Rabbanan? What's three? We're working with three. Let's look at the Rabbanan. According to the Rabbanan, if one strap is severed, it retains tumah. If one strap is severed, it's a utensil and it's not muksa. But if one strap is severed, it's no longer a kosher shoe for chalitza. Really? Is that really so? V'yotnan. Cholza shall small biyamin. Ah, look what it says. If you pull off a small biyamin, chalitza sakshera. It's good. So if you put on the shoe on the wrong foot, it's good. So wait a minute. If you're telling me a case here where the shoe, one strap broke, and it's the outer strap, chalitza, it's no good. Why is it no good? But you can put it on the other shoe, on the other foot. Like we learned before, because even though it's not nice for this foot, but you can switch it to the other foot, so it should be good for chalitza. So it should not be true because when it comes to laws of chalitza, we're not so strict. Maybe when it comes to laws of Shabbos, we're not going to go for this answer of going from right to left. Maybe when it comes to laws of tumah, we're not going to go for this. They're both. When it comes to Shabbos, the Rabbanan Mekel, when the Rabbanan are very lenient, when it comes to Shabbos, Even though one strap broke, it's still called a shoe. We're very lenient. When it comes to Tumah, even though one strap broke, it's still good. But when it comes to Chalitza, we're machmir. It's not true. The Rabbanim explicitly say that when it comes to Shabbos, if one strap breaks, it's going to be good. The Yael of the Gemara says you're right. When Rabbi Yochanan made the statement to carry all three across the board, he was referring explicitly, or he was referring specifically, according to Rabbi Huda. Now, what do we mean? According to Rabbi, let's review the halacha and Rabbi Huda. If the left strap, the outer strap, the right strap breaks, it's tohar. If the right strap breaks for Shabbos, it's muksa. But if the right strap breaks for chalitza, then it's good. The Gemara doesn't make any sense either. It can't be. If according to Rabbi Yehuda, if the right strap breaks, the tumah departs. Middle inyan tumah lav manahu linyan Shabbos nami lav manahu avol lo lechalitza de manahu. Does that make any sense? Because what are we doing now? We are differentiating between, on one side of the equation, we have Shabbos and tumah, and the other side of the fence is going to be the opposite. It's going to be the laws of chalitza. Now in Rabbi Yehuda, it's going to be the reverse. Because Rabbi Yehuda says, if the strap on the outer side breaks, tumah departs. If the strap breaks for Shabbos on the outer part, it's no longer a shoe and it's muksa. But it's not so for chalitza. What does it mean it's not so for chalitza? For chalitza, it's still a good shoe. It's illogical. If it's not a shoe for tumah, if it's not a shoe for Shabbos, it's certainly not a shoe for the laws of chalitza. So nothing makes sense here. If you want to go like the Rabbanan, you want to be very lenient, okay, you're lenient for Shabbos, you're lenient for tumah. But we're not going to be lenient for chalitza. No, that taka makes sense. It makes sense. The only problem is, the Rabbanan explicitly say that we are lenient for chalitza. So the logic makes sense to the Rabbanan. It's just the Rabbanan say, sorry, but we don't say it. It's a kosher shufa chalitza. So you want to go look at Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Yehuda doesn't make sense. If it's not a kosher shufa tumah, it's not a kosher v'shabbos, so it's not certainly not a kosher shufa chalitza. So midlinyan tumah v'lamanuhu, linyan shabbos tamilamanuhu, avalilayu l'chalitza, dimanuhu, you can tell me about chalitza, reverse manuhu, ema damrin chalitza shal smol b'yamin. When do we say that you go when you use the left and the right? When you use the left and the right, that's if it's a good shoe. If both straps are attached and you reverse, okay, it's a good shoe, you just put on the wrong foot. But if a strap breaks, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not called a shoe, it's not a shoe. It's not a shoe. You're not in business. So the Gemara says, calm down. La'oila amaliba Rabbi Yehuda. We're going like Rabbi Yehuda. And here's the chiddush. Ema and Yochanami change the girsa. It's always the easy way out. You know, to the Rambam, someone gave spent his whole life hovering over a Shir Rambam. And he comes to Achaneh, the Eshem, to Shemayim, and he says, I want to meet the Rambam. I entered the Rambam. So he tells the Rambam, you know, there's a stira. He tells him his whole vart. So the Rambam says to him, you know, I'm sorry to tell you, there was a mistake in the girsa. Oh yeah. So the person, because the Rambam, a frask, and he says to the Rambam, that's how you fit in for a Rambam. So this is the Gemara's answer here, that changed the girsa. Ema v'chein l'chalitza. V'chein, it's all the same thing. The Gemara, v'chol kamashvon, here's the chiddush. V'chol kamashvon, v'chi amin chotza shal smol b'yishol yimin chalitza sakashera. Like we said, heicha d'l'milsa manu. Avol hocha d'l'milsa lamonu. Then it's not so. But over here, since it's not a kosher shul according to Yehuda, because it's not kosher, it's not kosher for Shabbos, and then it's not a kosher for chalitza. Fine, now the Gemara sakasha. Did Rabbi Yochanan really say such a halacha? But Rabbi Yochanan says halacha stam mishnah. So the time we learn, did Rabbi Yochanan really say that? That we pass him like Rabbi Yochanan. What is Rabbi Yochanan of yours saying? Rabbi Yochanan is telling us that we go like Rabbi Yehuda. Because now the point we want to make is Rabbi Yochanan follows through. we present a machlokes between the Rabbanon and Rebbe Yehuda. And the halacha was presented by the Makaris by the laws of Tumah. Then along comes Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan says, just like there's a machlokes by Tumah, there's a machlokes, the same thing is going to be by Shabbos, and also by Chalitza. And the focus was Rabbi Yehuda. The only reason why Rabbi Yochanan made this statement is probably fixing the banister. The only reason why we're making this statement is in order to carry us through Rabbi Yehuda all the way across the board. And obviously, the reason why he's making this statement, he wants to make it clear that we do paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Really? Do we really pass Rabbi Yochanan? Say pass Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan. Alach istam mishnah utnan. It says in the mishnah sandal shnivskach meoznav. One of the straps breaks. V'tiknan, you fix it. Tamei midras. So it goes back to its original Tamei Midras, the Tumah has not departed. Because, what does that mean? Because if one strap breaks, even the outer strap that breaks, even the Tumah never went anywhere. Midras means as the ultimate Tumah. If someone steps on something, it becomes an Av HaTumah, a Zav, a Zava, a Nida, set, they rest upon an object, even though they're not making physical contact, because they have sick, the object that they're resting upon gets the same status as themselves. If they're an Av HaTumah, so the shoe becomes an Av HaTumah. Now, one of the straps rips. Oh, wow, that's serious business. It's broken. Is the Tumah depart? No, the Tumah didn't depart. V'tikna, Tamei Midras, the Tumah did not go anywhere. It's still a full status of Tumah. Let's read the parentheses. Nivska Shania V'tikna, Tarmel Tamei Midras, Avol Tamei Maga Midras. Let's say the second one breaks, so they both break. Right, both of them are broken. So now, Taka, everyone agrees that Min HaTorah, the Tumah departs. Because if both straps break, less man the polik, everyone agrees, if you have a shoe and both straps break, it's no longer a shoe, the Tumah departs. Now let's say you fix it. So min HaTorah, if you fix it, there's no Tumah. Midrabbanan, we're going to give it Tumah. We will give it Tumah, but not the original Tumah, the Tumah of the Av HaTumah. We'll give it Tumah Serishayim. Originally it was an Av HaTumah. Now both straps broke, so it's Tohar Lagamri. You fix it, you restore it to its original state. So min HaTorah it's Tohar, because once it was broken, it's been fixed like upon like a new utensil. But being that once upon a time it was Tameh, so we're going to give it a minor form, so we're going to give it a Tumah of a Rishayim. So Nivska Shri, we take the Tamei Tamei Midras, I will Tamei Maga Midras, which means it's a Rishon. Now my love, the Gemara wants to make a deep, my love, Loishna Pnimis, Loishna Chitzayna. What does it say here? In the first part of the Braisa. You have a shoe, and one strap breaks. One strap is ripped. It does not tell us which strap. Is it on the outside or on the inside? And what does it say? It says it retains its Tumah. That's not true according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, if the outer strap snaps, it is Tahar. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said. And here Rabbi Yochanan is saying, no, if it doesn't make a difference, if one strap snaps, and the other one is still intact, it remains Tumah. That is what the Rabbanan said. So we have here a contradiction, Rabbi Yehuda. No, it's not a kasha. We have no choice but to say loipinim istafka in a chanami. We have no choice because of this contradiction. Rabbi Yehuda on the previous staff said explicitly passed like Rabbi Yehuda, so we have no choice to say that when it says in the spraisa, if one of the straps snaps, it remains tamei. It's where the inner strap snaps. But in a chanami, if the outer strap would snap in a chanami, it would indeed be tar in a chanami loipinim istafka al chitzon. The more says, oh, so what do you want to tell me now? This is a classic Shtil Gemara Shachas Ihachi. Adatani Nifsika Shnia. Look at the Brice. The Brice goes Vaita. The Brice doesn't want to just leave us with Chumras. Right? It's not good to be a Machmer. If you're only a Machmer, no one's going to listen to you. You gotta throw in a Kula. If you throw in a Kula, then you've earned your legitimacy. Then they'll listen to all your Chumras. So what's the Kula? So the Brice follows with the Kula. What's the Kula? Adatani nifsuka shenia. If the second strap breaks, v'tikna, and you fix it, Also, since both straps broke, so then mamish the tumah, it's gone, zero. Now, when you restore it, midrabanan, we're going to reinstate tumah, but we're not going to reinstate the original tumah, being that it's only midrabanan. We're going to give it a lower darga of tumah, one notch lower. Originally, it was an av, now be a tumah midras, will be a rishain. It's no longer an avatam, but avatamah midras. If you want to give kulis, you don't need to give me a kula with a second one breaks. Let's just stick to the same case. Stick to the program. Your first case was one of the straps snapped. Which strap snapped? So if it's on the outs, if it's on the inside, it remains tummy. A case where we're going to be naked is where the strap on the outside, then it'll be tahar. Why go to a case where both of them snapped and you fixed it? Let's keep to a case where only one strap snapped and you and even that case will be tahar. So Avol. But if the outer strap snaps, then it's tar. So the most very good kasha. Amrav Yitzchak Bar Yosef in Chanami. It's a good kasha. And the only solution is that the case of Rabbi Mish going to Hamish Hasein B'San Shiyesh Loi. Arba oznayim v'arba tarsiyosim shalishbar devarav shel Rabbi Yochanan. The end that this brayse that we have just quoted is going with your four straps. Ah, four straps. So it says now that one of the straps snapped. You know why it remains tar? Because even on that side there remains one strap. When did Rabbi Yochanan say that if the outer strap snaps, if the outer strap snaps, it's going to be tahar. That's where it's the only outer strap. If there's only one outer strap and it snaps, then it's tahar. But in a situation when you have four straps, two on the inside, two on the outside, and the outer one, and one of the outer ones snap, even though it's on the outer side, being that you have a backup, you have another strap on the outside that remains, so then even Rabbi Huda will admit that it remains tamei min ha-toira. And therefore, it's not comparable to the Brayis on Amud Aleph, where we're dealing with the situation where you only have one strap, and therefore we no longer have a problem. We should not go and have a problem with Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, now, Kiyasa Ravin, Amar Rav Chanan Bar Abba, Amar Rav, Halacha K'Rav Yehuda, the halacha is like Rav Yehuda. Is like a Yehuda that says what? That if one strap on the outside snaps, it's no longer called a shoe, not for Shabbos, not for Tumah, and not for Chalitza. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Ein Halacha K'Rabbi Yehuda. What's going on? Ein Halacha Yehuda. Me and Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, what are you talking about? How in the world can you make that statement as Zmanish? A pumfa care from everything that we've just spent the last 45 minutes on. Didn't we just send him now that Rabbi Yochanan, he went and he followed through? We have the Rabbah, we have the law of Tumah, and he goes weiter, and the same thing is true when it comes to Shabbos, and the same thing is going to Chalitza. So the whole reason why he would make that statement was in order to tell us that the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says, Nachanami, Amoroi Ninu Ve'aliba Rabbi Yochanan's machlekes as to what exactly Rabbi Yochanan said. There are two versions of the Shita, Rabbi Yochanan. There's our version on the previous daf. That was one version of Rabbi Yochanan. Here we have another version of Rabbi Yochanan that says the Ein Halacha, another version. This comes from Ravin Omar Rav Chanan Bar Abba. Ravin Omar Rav Chanan Bar Abba, he has a tradition. Rabbi Yochanan said fakert, so we have no steer. But now let's review, how does all this come back to our Gemara? What do we need all this for our Gemara? Because our Gemara started, we had a story between two stories. We had the story of Rabbi Yirmiya with Rabbi Avohu, when they were walking on Shabbos and wearing sandal, and the sandal snapped, and Rabbi Avohu told him, no problem, the shoe is not muksa. No big deal. Just go and... Well, I shouldn't say it's not muksa, the shoe really is muksa, but no problem, just take some grass and tie it on your foot. The Gemara had a steer, but we have the mice of Abaya. Abaya was going with Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbi Yosef told him the shoe is muksa. So we have the Gemara says, you're right, the ikur is, it's muksa. It is muksa. And the only reason why Rabbi Avo is matir is because hefset, a unique, a tremendous chiddush, loy mintar. Being that's loy mintar, it's going to get lost, it's going to get stolen. There's an exception, chayra, shah, we're going to be matir muksa because of the hefset. But the emes is, it's taka muksa. Why is it muksa? You can switch from the right to the left. So the Gemara's maskon is, since Rabbi Yoichanan was metarets the whole member aliba de Rabbi Yehuda, we go like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, you know such thing as switching from right to left. If the outer one is broken, finished. Rabbi Yehuda's machmir. There's no switching. The one that says you can switch from the right to the left is the Rabbanon. They hold that if only one strap breaks, it's no big deal because you can always go from right to left. But not Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says if it goes once snaps, it's no longer shun, it's muksa. Right. So therefore, Lamaskana, now we have an appreciation. Now, after the Gemara is over, we now understand that the two stories are okay. That those two stories are following the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that the shun indeed is muksa. And the only reason why Rabbi Avohu was mad to Rabbi Yirmiya to take grass and tie it around this one was because it was loy mintar. Okay? We got a lot of homework over Shabbos.
That's how it things up. Literally.